Good evening. This is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod or Mini Break Mummy. I've had quite a full and busy day today, so that's why I'm doing this quite so late. Including, I got my hair cut, which is one of the things on my to-do list, and also had a very successful carol concert this evening. Or very successful in terms of the quality of the singing. I don't think we made as much money as we'd hoped, but the singing went well. So anyway, I got in from the carol concert and I've just watched Nightmares, which is episode 10 of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, because I'm doing the 12 days of Buffy at the moment. Nightmares. And it's definitely nightmares plural. They came thick and fast. I'm not sure I can be bothered to explain why everybody was having nightmares, but it was very interesting how they managed to fit in so many nightmares. It wasn't just that everybody had one each. They just ran one after another. And sometimes it was a bit difficult to tell whose nightmare it was, but there was one quite entertaining one, which was Cordelia discovers that she has bad hair, bad dress sense, and is in the chess club, and she's absolutely horrified. Then there's the old classic Xander discovering that he's in the classroom with no clothes on. Willow, of course, who's terrified of being on stage, is forced on stage and expected to sing. And she tries to sing and this awful squawk comes out. And then there's more serious things like Buffy being told, apparently by her dad, that the reason that he and her mum split up and got divorced was not because they grew apart or anything like that, but because of Buffy herself being such a terrible disappointment as a daughter, which is quite a heart-rending scene, especially as the episode goes on and it becomes more and more apparent that it's not just that everybody's imagining their nightmares are happening, but they are actually happening in some sort of skewed version of reality. But Xander's actually chased by a clown with a knife, but then Xander turns around and punches the knife. Punches the clown in the jaw, and says, "Ah, I feel better after that." And there is a Xander quote earlier on in the episode when people are starting to get panicky, but things haven't cranked up to a really serious state, and the. The thing is that Xander says, "Hellmouth, centre of mystical convergence, supernatural monsters, been there." And Buffy says, "A little blasé there, aren't you?" And Xander says, "I'm not worried. If there's something bad out there, we'll find, you'll slay, we'll party." but then, of course, things turn from bad to worse, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And there's quite a lot of Buffy being very worried about the Master, which is obviously gearing up for the big finale at the end of the series. So there you go. Not really got a lot more to say. I think it was very well done. Interesting to contrast it with the episode of Doctor Who that there was earlier in the year when people were in a strange hotel and each of the hotel rooms contained a nightmare behind the door, and I think that actually the Buffy episode, in terms of the nightmares coming thick and fast and being very inventive, was quite different in style. The Doctor Who one was more kind of slowly ratcheting up the tension and the mystery behind what was going on, whereas this was much more of the Buffy episode was much more of a kind of runaround. And not getting too deep for the most part, but very enjoyable nonetheless, and very interesting, and very very much, as I say, setting things up for the grand finale at the end. So that's all I've got to say for this evening. I shall speak to you again tomorrow when I've seen the next episode. Bye for now.